In Surah Al-Muzammil, one of the main points is that there is no morality without belief in the afterlife. And Allah brings this up a lot, especially in the Meccan surah, because this is something that's even, it could be argued, is even primary in the sense that maybe somebody doesn't have everything figured out when it comes to belief in God or belief in Allah. But if somebody fears the afterlife, if somebody believes that there is an unseen out there, then it will provide them the urgency and the motivation to try to figure those things out. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the first characteristic of a righteous person in Surah Al-Baqarah, just the second page of the Quran, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, as that the ones that they believe in the unseen. Very, very interesting. Why didn't Allah say the ones who believe in Allah? That would be like really clear cut, right? No, no, no. The first thing he says is that they're the people who believe in the unseen. Because if you believe in the unseen, and included in that is the afterlife and what's going to happen after you die and the possibility of resurrection and eternal life, that will give you the motivation and the urgency to figure all this stuff out. You know, who is God? What does he want from you? Right? If you don't believe in afterlife, you don't care. Maybe you even believe in God, but you don't care. Right? It's just like, you know, believing that so-and-so is going to win the Super Bowl or the World Cup. It's just like, it's completely excessive to you. It's not an essential part of who you are. But if you believe in the afterlife, all of a sudden there's stakes. All of a sudden there's consequences. And so this is a major thing, to believe in the afterlife. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. He says, how could you possibly become righteous if you deny the day that will turn children into old men? And this is very, very scary when it comes to the imagery that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses about children, shayba, like they're becoming like white-haired because of the trials, because of how scary, because of how final everything is. But the first part of the ayah is also extremely significant. How can you, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ, how are you going to become pious? How are you going to become righteous if you're not afraid of this day? It's not possible. And yes, and it's well known, everybody knows you have the balance between hope and fear. And some of us are crushed by fear, and so we need to have an inoculation of hope. You guys need to go overdose on some hope for a while until you balance out. But the opposite extreme is also not good, right? There are some people that they need to be shaken awake. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, you're not going to be able to become a righteous person if you're not afraid of this day. So know that it's true and get ready for it.